I'm Rona Tarrant. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has said that Moscow will expel 60 US diplomats and close its consulate in St. Petersburg. It comes after the US expelled 60 Russian diplomats amid a dispute over the nerve agent attack on a former Russian spy and his daughter in England. More than 20 countries have expelled Russian envoys in solidarity with the UK. Russia has denied any involvement in the poisoning and accused London of forcing other countries to follow an anti-Russian course. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has said he's disappointed that Pope Francis has not apologised for the Catholic Church's role in the country's residential schools. A letter released Tuesday by the Canadian bishops says Pope Francis has not shied away from recognising injustices faced by Indigenous peoples around the world, but he can't personally apologise for residential schools. A papal apology was one of the 94 recommendations made by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. And during a visit to the Vatican last year, Trudeau personally asked the Pope to consider the gesture. North and South Korea will hold their first summit in more than a decade next month after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un pledged his commitment to denuclearization. South Korean government officials held high-level talks with their North Korean counterparts and set a date of April 27th for the summit. The White House said Wednesday that the situation with North Korea was moving in the right direction after Kim Jong-un met with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing. More than 30,000 people are expected to be welcomed into the U.S. church at Easter Vigil Masses tomorrow. In a statement, U.S. bishops said the number was based on the reported figures from dioceses across the country, with the largest number expected in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.